Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, and I hope I did not hit the wrong. Hi, welcome to the program. I am Amy Tamman, and today we're going to be talking about when you're ready for a new job. And this has been something that people have been asking a lot about. And so I want to give you some framework for looking for a new job so that you can do it soulfully. You know, there's the practical stuff that's involved with the job search. Yes, you're going to have to do that. And maybe I'll do a show about that. But I want to talk about the more mindset side of looking for work. And I say start here. Why are you looking? And be really honest with yourself. Maybe it's you're ready for a new challenge, okay? Why? Get really clear as to why and what ways do you want to be challenged, because that's just not enough to say I want a new challenge, okay? What do you want that to look like? Next, you know, it's so imperative. So often people leave jobs or start looking for jobs because they're in a state of frustration and, yeah, just frustration, maybe even depression. If you're in a job that's just not serving you well, it can start to cause some depression and some blues and really questioning, you know, your purpose in life. Pull yourself back and seek out some support around that. And maybe you need to invest in some career coaching. Maybe you need to see a therapist. Do that work first before you start to look for a job, because then you'll have a greater sense of clarity. What happens is we're frustrated, we're upset, we're pissed off, you know, we want to do something different, we're not sure what it is, and so we start looking for work. And either we don't see what we want, which only furthers our frustration, or we wind up getting a job and attracting the exact same set of circumstances we left in the previous job. So I say before you jump off the cliff, be really clear-minded about what your goal is in working. Because, yeah, the truth is we do spend a lot of time at work if you are an employee. Or even if you're self-employed. I just launched the Divine Money program as a product, and I spent, probably 14, 15 hours a day over the last week working on that program. And so, yeah, we spend a lot of time at work, and there is a difference between working because we have to and we need the paycheck. Yes, we all need money, you know. It just, if nothing else, it makes us feel good. In our modern-day society, we need to be working. But on the flip side of that, it feels so much better when you can do something not solely for the money. And so really go within and find a sense of peace. And you're going to have to explore that, what would create that peace for you. Because maybe changing jobs may not be the solution. Maybe it's just a perspective shift, or maybe you need to put things into context. So I say before you start rushing out to start sending out your resume, I say take a pause and get clear about what your intentions are in pursuing new work. Okay, so now once you're clear about your intentions, then I want you to ask yourself, and this is specifically for people who are not in a profession. And what I mean by that, if you're an accountant, you're most likely going to look for another accounting job, okay? Or if you are an attorney, you're going to look for another job as an attorney with a different firm. I'm talking about the folks who maybe did not get trained in a profession. And I'm also talking to people who want to change professions. So first and foremost, I want you to look at what are you most passionate or interested in? So what are your passions? What are you interested in? What are you into? What do you spend your time when you're not working your job? What do you spend your time doing? Start there. Next question after that, and this is key because you will hear lots of people say, pursue your passion. Do what you're interested in. And I'm all for that, clearly. I'm in a job that I'm ridiculously passionate about. But the next step is, do you want to turn that passion or interest into a job? There is a difference, a very distinctive difference between a job and a hobby. And get very clear with yourself, because a lot of people decide to start businesses without defining the difference between a job and a hobby, and then they wind up spending a lot of money and wonder why they're not making any. Probably because you're still in the mindset of the hobby. Hobbies don't have an end result other than solely enjoyment, right? But jobs, the end result is to make money, whether it's a business or you're working for someone else. You were doing that. You were giving your skills and your service and your abilities and your experience and your expertise in exchange for cash. And I say let's start here because this is the really practical side of it, because we can easily get off track and find ourselves in fantasy land. And I am such a fan of fantasy. I think it's fantastic. I think you should engage your fantasy life, and that is so exciting. But when it comes to making money, it's pretty straightforward. You do this, and you get that. It's very transactional, right? It requires two sides. So be very clear before you launch into something or invest a great deal of money into something that, in fact, it's something that you want to pursue and turn it into a job. I have lots of interests and passions. Well, I don't have that many. I have the things I'm into, and I'm pretty devoted to that. And very few of them would I want to turn into a job. You know, I love cooking. I would never want to be a professional cook on any level, even a home cook with a blog. Would not want to do it. I would not want to be a professional Dave Matthews Band fan, blogging about them and seeing a lot of shows or working on their crew or in the fan club. Would not want to do that. So think about the things that you're passionate and interested in that you are willing to turn into a job, which means you're going to have to show up and you're going to have to do it consistently, and the goal is to make money. Now, once you've moved past those steps, what are you really good at? And this is where you're going to look at your skill set. What skills and abilities do you have that you can use and exchange for money? Let's do this again. What skills, abilities, expertise do you have that you are willing to exchange for money? Now, let's say you can't think of that. You're listening to me say this, and you're like, Amy, I don't know what I'm good at. I've been doing the same job for a long period of time. I can do a lot of different things. And I can be easily a jack of all trades, so I get that. And I am here with you, my jack of all trades. Then the next thing I would say to you, if you find yourself saying I'm a jack of all trades, ask yourself, is there an experience you've had in life that you've transformed? You know, if you've gone through some type of transformation, what I mean by this is maybe you really struggled with debt, and now you know very clearly you got yourself out of debt and you know how to stay out of debt. That's a skill. Is there something you overcame? You know, maybe you had a health issue and you have maintained good health for a period of time. That is a skill. I'm telling you this because those are all things in which other people would pay for. And so think along, that makes that a skill. If somebody's going to pay for it, you are skilled in that. If you've had success in that, that becomes a skill set. So use that to your benefit before you rush out and start looking for a job. See if there's something that I can do that I'm already good at. I can do it with my eyes closed. I can be a psychic with my eyes closed. I've been doing that for years, right? So that's the stuff to pursue. So often, when we decide we either want to make money or we want a new job or we want to start a business, we are looking for something so far outside of ourselves, you know. Do where you're good at right now. Your point of wealth and your point of power are the skills and abilities and experiences that you already have right now. Doesn't mean you may not need some training, or you may need to learn something new, or you may need an additional, aspect, maybe. And what I mean by this, I'll break it down. So say you decide, I'm really great at writing, and I'm a really good storyteller, and I really love animals. Okay, is there anything I can do with animals, storytelling, and writing? Oh, I could start a blog. Let's say we're going to start a blog. Okay, then I want you to look at how can you monetize that blog. And you'll do your research and figure out how to monetize that blog. But then the next step is, can you build a website? Can you manage a website? And if you can't, and if that's not something you know how to do, are you willing to learn? Right? And what's the learning curve in that? And if the learning curve doesn't seem to be high, then I would say that's a great idea. Pursue that. If it's a really high learning curve, or you feel like you need to basically be a whole other version of yourself to be able to do it, I say don't pursue that right now. You'll get there. Start where you're at. And as you build your confidence, as you see how very gifted and talented and courageous you are, then you can move into those bigger areas of life in terms of experience and abilities. Start where you're at. And I think so often we set ourselves up, and it breaks my heart when it just is so heartbreaking, because we set ourselves up often to fail, and I'm going to put fail in quotes, when we pursue something that is so far outside of who we are. Grow into that, but be who you are right now, and I promise you there is a job out there for you that would meet those needs. There is a business out there that would meet those needs. So let's review these questions. So when you're looking for a new job, a new gig, starting a new business, side hustle, start here. What am I most passionate about? What am I interested in? What am I into? That's number one. Number two, would I be willing to turn that interest or passion into a job? Meaning I've got to exchange money for that, and that's the priority. You can still love it, and you can still enjoy it, and you can still do work well, but business and working is all about that transaction of exchanging cash for your skill set or product. Next, what are you really good at? This is where you look at your skill set. What special skills do you have? Write those down. And am I willing to exchange those skills for cash? Maybe you're a really fantastic writer. You write that down, but you start looking at the idea of having to exchange that for cash. Then you can look at the job market. You can look at the business world. Are there other writers doing what you do, writing in the way that you write? And is that what is the process for doing that work? What does that industry look like? What are the expectations? Maybe you don't like deadlines. You're a really great writer, but it takes you 6 months to write something. Then maybe that's not the best thing for you if you're looking to really be prosperous. So trust yourself and be honest with yourself while still loving yourself enough to pursue what you're good at. You don't ever have to suffer in your job. You never have to suffer for a paycheck. And you can use what is already within you to really create lasting results and get you all that you want. So that's my message on when you are looking for a job. Start there. Trust yourself. You'll find what you're looking for. Take care of yourself. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you like this program, please review it on iTunes or whatever platform you are listening on. Take care.